Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Boys State tennis singles and doubles with a lot of local flavor starting ahead Friday and Saturday in North Central's courts in Indianapolis. South senior duo of Marcel Borghi and Ethan Ewells, 23-2. Sectional regional champs facing a senior duo from Zionsville Friday at 2 in the quarterfinals. We talked scouting report with Panther head coach Matt Corey.
You know, I've talked to a few coaches who have played them, and they've given me their feedback. So sure. What we have decided is we are ready to compete against aggressive teams that are going to get to the net and really pressure us. We are, we've been really working on shortening our backswing so that we can handle balls coming pretty fast and be able to respond. You know, everything has to get real compact. You know, I think it's really stressing the communication between the two.
That is Matt Corey of Bloomington South on Ethan Ewells and also Marcel Borghi, 2 o'clock on Friday in the quarterfinals in the doubles competition. Meanwhile, sophomore Nick Shirley, now 17-5, representing North and Ken Heidinger, playing in singles alongside a senior from North Central who's 22-2. The semis go at 10 o'clock on Saturday, the finals at 2 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Countdown to kickoff continues. 7th or 8th ranked Penn State coming to town Saturday at the Rock Memorial Stadium, the start of the long-awaited Big Ten season, and will be here without one of its top running backs who had a breakout season a year ago, Journey Brown. According to a Penn State statement released on Tuesday, Journey Brown is being treated for a medical condition discovered during the offseason and will potentially miss the 2020 football season. Head coach James Franklin.
You know, first of all, we want to focus all of our energy and love and in support and journey through this. And as you know, I'm not going to get into it a whole lot. I think he has a very, very bright future.
That's Penn State head coach James Franklin. Brown last year averaged nearly 7 yards a carry, 890 yards on the year and 12 touchdowns. He had over 200 yards in the Cotton Bowl victory over Memphis. Without Brown, still highly regarded this run game, we'll see. They'll rely on sophomores Noah Kane, who will start on Saturday, Devin Ford, and true freshman Cassia Holmes. FS1 with the kickoff a little past 3:30 on Saturday as the Hoosiers and Nittany Lions get rolling. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.